Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Y'all, I normally don't get to do this, but this is a very special moment for us as podcasters. I know that we kind of hinted to y'all that we were going to have a special guest potentially, and here to comment on this episode is, y'all know, you know she couldn't go away, is Captain Sandy Yon. Captain Sandy.
Thanks for having me.
What'd you think about tonight's episode? What'd you think about, you know what, specifically, what'd you think about Rachel and her giving you credit for cooking?
You know, Rach.
We call her Rach.
We're friends.
Now. You call her Rach?
We're friends. Rachy. Rachy. We're friends. Do we talk on Instagram?
Oh, okay. You're on
talk
Instagram.
Talk on AOL.com. when she needs help, she comes to Big Sand.
Big Sand. Oh, yeah.
You know, the one thing I'd like to say, I'm so happy that everyone seems to be having a great season.
You're getting along well, yeah.
You know what? And I'm so happy that I made all that happen. But I don't want the credit. I don't want the credit.
You don't?
I don't
no,
want the credit.
No, no.
I don't want the credit.
It was a hard charter for you.
I don't need that.
Yeah.
What I need is to see everyone doing the best job possible to the best of their ability.
That's very good.
And Captain Lee just enjoying me setting his boat up for success.
That's very, very kind of you.
I mean, if they dedicate the season to me, great. If they don't, I get that too. I get that. I'm humble.
You're humble.
I'm humble.
You know, thank you. I'm just
happy to do what I do.
Yes, I know you've got to go. You've got your leadership tour part two.
Yeah, and I'm DJing tonight.
Yeah.
I'm DJing tonight at Girl Club.
Oh, Girl Club.
Yeah.
They're aptly named, yeah. I'm sure.
GULRCULUBBB.
Oh, a little waterlogged spelling.
Yeah.
So I want to know, what is, when Rachel does come over, because y'all hang out, right? Do you ever watch TV together? Is there a favorite television show you like to watch together?
We enjoy, Rachy and me.
Rachy.
The girlfriend doesn't really like me to have guests. Let's just say that. But
that's been a problem.
Rachy and I have a little bit of easy cheese on crackers.
Uh-huh.
And turn on a real, like a real classic for us.
Uh-huh.
Which we enjoy the NBC sitcom Grand. About a piano. Have you ever heard of it? You know that one? Came on after Dear John.
Wow. That's a new one.
Yeah.
Captain Sandy Yon, everybody.
See you later. Tonight at Girl Club. Lots of Paula Cole remixes. I'm glad when she shows up.
Wow.
It's nice.
Who knew? She came in the rain. It's very rainy.
I think
in
she
Los
stayed
Angeles.
In the lobby.
Oh, she
last
stayed.
Night at my building. So,
y'all, we are back. We are back from Vegas.
We're back from
Sin
City.
We're back together again in the same room.
Together again for the first time.
We are. Man, as soon as Rachel said that, I went, motherfucker.
I'm convinced that we are now living in a ecosystem for Below Deck where they know they need Sandy as a rage magnet.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people who like her.
I was just, not some.
Yeah.
Where was I? Oh, at Podcast Movie, I was talking, and they said, oh, I love Captain Sandy. And I'm like, what about our micromanager? And they're like, yeah, but she's the best captain. A lot of people.
That's what's interesting.
A lot of people like her.
The woman outside is playing with her dog. Can you hear the little binky?
I can't hear it, though. Oh. That's good.
If those of you can hear a dog's squeaky toy.
A lot of things going on at at Poodle Palladium.
Poodle Manor.
Poodle Manor. Which reminds me, y'all, be sure to listen to Extreme Sisters because I've watched it. I'll be doing Together Again where I can see his face, our MILF Manor Minute.
Ooh.
I think next week's the last episode.
Oh, that's nice. Also, for Below Deck News, next week is the finale. So they said next week on the season finale of Below Deck. So that'll be 17 episodes. We have been told that there's not a reunion. I don't know what franchise is next.
Who told us that?
Alyssa put it on her Instagram. But oh, yeah. It has been highly speculated that there is no reunion.
I'm just Googling again.
Yeah. I've seen it on Reddit. Some people saying it, too. But I don't know. I do not know.
Yeah, there's not really a lot of news about it. And there's not any, just I'm doing a Google just to make sure.
It also should have been announced already. Like, there should have been a promo for it.
Yeah. Screen Rant did an article about it 2 days ago about fans being upset, but
Screen Rant.
But it's really Alyssa who's only said anything about there being no reunion.
Walter Cronkite of Entertainment News.
I'm Walter Cronkite. Y'all, I will say, I mean, do we say or do we, I mean.
I think we say it.
We're doing it tomorrow.
I think we say it. We're doing an interview with Haley from Below Deck.
We are. She just sent me an Instagram message now saying, oh, no, they want an email from PR. Are they going to tell us that we're terrible?
Oh, no.
I hope not. I love it that I messaged her, and she's like, just in the salon. We'll get back to you ASAP.
We like her. We love her.
Yeah, everything's good. I can't believe this, y'all, because we talked about, do we do this in a studio? We rent out a fancy studio, and we thought, you know what? That's not our style.
It's not our style.
That's not how we do our show. So she's coming over to my apartment.
Yep.
Not Poodles, because he has to take down the sling, and then
it's too much. It's not, even though she's quite gay, she's not ready to see what's here.
I actually think Haley could up, after hearing, I think she could outgay you.
I'd love a gay son.
She would.
She's basically a drag queen.
I love her. So we're very excited.
We're very excited to talk to Haley.
We don't know what all she's going to be able to say.
Yeah. I think we'll probably drop it after the season.
We'll talk to her and see what she wants to do, but I think that's probably working. But we're very excited. So maybe we'll get some final thoughts on this from someone.
Where's Timmy?
Oh, God. Is Timmy gone?
Timmy's buried under a book about cults. Oh, God.
So that's, we just don't. We don't know. That's it.
We don't.
I can't believe they haven't announced what's next.
I'm shocked that the trailer. I have a feeling they're going to let a couple weeks go. That'll probably start in April.
Like after Easter.
Yep. Yep.
Well, I wouldn't mind some time off because that, you know what, it'd be a blessing because we are getting raw dogged in
March Madness.
March and April, y'all. It is. Love is Blind is premiering.
March 24th.
Netflix, because our relationship with Netflix is oh so kind to us. We've already watched the first episode, and all we can, don't you say anything else.
I'm not saying a word. I just went, wow. Wow.
It's very good.
Yeah.
That's all we can say.
Titillating.
Very good. But that's going to be dropping, and we'll be able to drop all the episodes that drop on the first day. We're going to be able to drop 24 hours after that. We're going to start dropping season 2 of our Love is Blind content in on the free feed.
Like your advent calendar. So
it
you're,
is.
You're,
just like Easter.
You are.
One bread, one body.
Again, we gotta get a new Catholic hymn.
One Lord above.
We gotta get a new Catholic hymn, and it can't be on Eagle's Wings.
That's the best one.
That's it.
That's the best one. Anyway,
so
Love is Blind,
Seeking Brother Husband is going to be on the Cringe tier, and that comes out March 27th.
So I would love a couple of weeks off of Below Deck. That would be a blessing.
I agree. I
could maybe take a shit without having to watch TV.
It does feel like January and February were a little bit getting pacing, and then as soon as March happened, it was just like the floodgates opened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's lots coming out right now.
The cock rings off. They're about mm-hmm. to semen.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. Anything else? I think that's about it. So, y'all, we did have your Bi-Curious. We did vote on that. And it is going to be...
Perfect match.
Perfect match. We just, these next week or two, we don't have time to do it. So, but it actually gives me time. I'm going to catch up and watch all the episodes with Poodle. So we'll actually talk about the entire season.
We're going to be...
Because apparently MILF Manor is going to end, and I got to hate myself somehow and watch something.
I think it's scheduled like in a week and a half when I get back from New York.
I still think that's pushing it.
I've scheduled it. So, again, if you just look at the schedule.
I have looked at the schedule.
I rigorously come up with.
I always appreciate your schedule. I've never said I haven't.
Thank you.
Never said
that's
I haven't.
That's all I need.
You're welcome, Mother Poodle.
I just need validation.
I've told you that 5 times. I appreciate your scheduling. But I don't think I still think we might have to push it more. But we got a lot. You're going to be overwhelmed from fucking guys and seeing an avant-garde theater in New York City.
Y'all, this is an all off-Broadway theater weekend.
Oh, God.
So I'm going to have a lot to say. Some of it may be even too pretentious for me.
You're gonna have sex with a guy in a warehouse. It's one of those New York weekends.
Sorry, I apologize for clearing my throat. I'm still getting over that cold. Send prayers.
He's fine. I think that's all I got.
That's all I got.
All right.
I need to bring up something that's on my heart.
Oh, no.
I was gutted or more struck by, and I'm going to talk about something that may be controversial.
Oh, Jesus.
Captain Lee has a minion mug. Minions.
Yeah, a lot of people like the Minions. They're very popular. One of the most popular franchises. I mean, they have a whole ride at Universal Studios. It's a big deal. Minions.
I don't see what's interesting. I don't find them funny.
Steve Carell.
I don't find the different minions interesting. I don't see them as different minions and what they do. I find that they're the lowest form of humor. Children love minions.
I would say some adults do too. I think you're going to get
I'm probably going to get hate for it.
Send your messages to Jake It or Fake It.
I'm drawing a line in the sand about...
Have you ever seen a Minion movie? Because I have not. I know nothing about the Minions.
All I've seen is commercials.
Yeah, they're funny.
Cute. No, they're not.
But you've never... Maybe you need to watch a Minion movie. Maybe they're good. I think it's the first Despicable Me is the Minion.
The thing is, I can be on board with everybody else. Just Minions feel like to me that I'm like, where is the comedy? Can we just do funny voices and go, and that's enough?
Thinking about our Darcy and Stacey podcast.
That's high art. I will say this: there is a very fine line between the Minions and what we do.
Oh, boy.
So
this just opened up a
kick.
Please don't fight in the Facebook group about Minions.
Here's the thing. I want someone. All I do is I want someone to tell me Tell me the greatness of Minions.
What if somebody got some Karen? Richard, well, I had to leave the sissy squad today. Somebody doesn't like Minions, and I defended them because I love those Minions, and no one's going to talk about them.
I'm just saying, you don't need to tell me why you love them. Give me a case for Minions. Give me, it needs to be cogent. Not just I love Minions because they make me laugh.
Someone sends these to me, I'm not reading it. I don't care.
You need to give me a Clarence Darrow argument for why Minions are necessary. And then I just, you know what it is? I find that they are useless. I find the place for them in the context, in the culture that we live is too big. Again, you're tapping your fingers and you're annoyed. Okay, I'm going to move on.
No, I'm not annoyed. I'm more of just, I'm walking uphill from the tsunami that's coming.
You're worried about the day that I came for Minions as being a
the day that began when the podcast started to end.
Possibly.
Talking about three little imps
more than
whatever
that,
they
there's
are.
Lots of them.
Whatever. You're talking about little beans that entertain parents' children for hours so they can get some fucking rest.
Now, I'll be okay with that, but I say there's people who love them as adults.
Well, I think, yeah, they're funny to them. Benny Hill, but in cartoon form.
I'm asking is give me a case for Minions.
Well, I would say
I don't listen to you.
It's true, but I would say, sissies, maybe you need to tell Jake to watch Despicable Me.
I like the Steve Carell character.
Well, they're just trolling Steve Carell the entire time.
No, they're his minions, so they shouldn't troll him.
I don't know. I've never seen it.
You know what? And that's fair. All I know is the minions that I've seen on commercials bother me.
Maybe show what's the best 5 minutes of the Minions that Poodle needs to watch.
Yeah.
That what will convince
her. How about this? I don't get it. And I feel like maybe there's a mystery. Maybe there's a certain magic that the Minions have that I'm just not getting.
Maybe I'll watch it. Maybe it'll be on a plane and it'll go in my year of movies that I haven't seen that I need need to be on the Academy
I need to move
Awards.
On because even I'm annoyed, but I just there's just something about them that I know children love them, but
I am so scared.
And
right now.
Thing, maybe I'm missing something. So I'll change that in saying I hate them because I don't hate them. I don't get them. And they're definitely not for me. I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
But I just want someone who loves Minions, who has a Minion mug, or someone who has a Minion bumper sticker or a Minion shirt, then say, I like it because of this.
We need to move on.
Someone just turned up the podcast. They're like, he's finally gone, y'all. He's finally talked about something I cared nothing about.
That took 5 minutes.
Oh, don't even start with me, bitch. An Oklahoma story. What's your first teabag?
Angel lost his voice, and now everyone's happy.
It's interesting. This charter, someone said this. As long as Angel's not there, everyone's fine.
Fraser said that.
Yeah.
Angel, but I will say, Angel can't talk. And then now, y'all, this is kind of a snooze episode.
It was.
Just kind of a, just like we're sailing and Captain Lee trying to make a big deal that it's windy and it's docking. You know, Captain Sandy watched that and she was like, oh,
it's easy.
She had a dock in way worse conditions.
Oh, the wind. It's the reason why they call these the Windward Islands.
She did say that.
They've all made that joke.
They all
make that fucking joke. We're to the point in the season where things are wrapping up and there's no big drama to wrap up. This is the episode where we are wrapping up two couples. We're wrapping up Bamil. Or either it's Bamil or Ben-Ann. And who will it be? And we're also wrapping up Koss, which is my
those
Katie
could all
Ross.
Be better, but
make it. Do it.
I do enjoy Bamil. Actually, I'll keep that one. Bamil. And what
What's
would you say the other
than Ben-Ann?
Ben-Ann.
Oh, I love it. Come up with something better.
Len.
Terrible.
Lee Ben.
Yeah, there we are.
That's kind of French. Sorry, I like that one. Lee Ben.
If you come for it, if you come for me in these names, you better be able to put up.
You said, what was it? Ben-Ann?
Ben-Ann was mine.
No. And then what was the other one?
Koss. It's better than Rady.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Koss is better than Rady.
Koss.
Because I thought you said rapey. And no. So Rady.
Rady. Rady.
Sounds like those roaches in the Ray.
Yeah, it's
Why
much
did
better.
They ever make a commercial or a cartoon of them? I would have watched that.
No one wants to watch fucking
They did California roaches.
But roaches are disgusting.
But they are.
No one thinks it's nice to
but
watch.
But the cartoon ones were funny.
They made no. Why would they make a feature animated film with cartoon roaches? That's about the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, I thought when I was a kid, I thought I want to get roaches so we can get raided because I thought they were fun. Then I saw a roach for the first time when I moved into my shitty apartment in Los Angeles for the first time, and I went, I don't want roaches.
I think you're part of the problem. The same minion problem I'm talking about. It's all gonna go back to minions, y'all.
What's your first tea bag?
Someone make me a case. That's all I'm saying. My first tea bag is I'm really going to miss Rachel in this franchise.
Yeah.
She constantly delivers with food. She is always has a funny bit.
Yes.
We should also mention that. I don't think we mentioned the title of this. Thunder from Down Under, Part 2, Episode 16. I guess this part 1 was earlier this season when Ben was taking his shirt off. And he's taking his shirt off again, he's now the Thunder Down Under Part 2.
Ben really likes his appearance.
He does.
But you know what? If I worked hard and looked like that, I'd probably be shirtless
a
lot,
too. I'm happy for him. I've went up and down for him, and now I think I'm on a downslope.
You know, my expectations for him, I'm in a middle.
Yeah.
Because I realize there's not much there, and I don't expect much anymore.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so not now that, but the fact that he still, I think I said this last episode, I'm going to say this again. Y'all, if he wasn't on TV, he would have dicked down Leanne the first night she was there.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
He's only acting like he's this like pious guy because he's on TV.
I think he's also afraid that Camille will rip out his sphincter.
Possibly. But there's not
like a Mortal Kombat move. And just like holding his skeleton.
Yeah. And she sings while she does, I'm not that cool. Or what was it? So cool.
Yeah, something like that.
God.
So, but I was just to follow up with Rachel. Again, if you need to know why Rachel won't be on Below Deck again, I'm not going to explain it again. There's always some Carl Swipe who says,
You told me.
Y'all, yeah. Uncle Google is your friend.
I forgot why,
it's Bravo PR.
I'll Google again.
Bravo PR told her we don't come for Southern Charm people, and they asked her to seek therapy or something like that, and she put it on. She put them on blast. And you don't come for PR. You'll never be. You can come for other people on the show. You cannot come for the network.
No, you cannot.
So she's done, sadly. And I just think, and that whole bit, she was wearing like a visor and she was asking Captain Lee what he wanted, shit on a shingle. You know, it's like she's just providing little things that a lot of people aren't doing. She has bits.
Yes.
And Ben, Chef Ben had bits too. And like when you look back at the chefs in Below Deck, it's been Ben because he was on for so long. And he also had a lot of fucking shit fits, too. But Ben was really funny. And
was he hot?
You know, that's a divisive question. Because a lot of people will say they would still sleep with Ben, even though he was disgusting.
Would you?
Yes. Okay. It's not that he's hot. He's just filthy.
Wait, with that hair, you would sleep with him?
You never saw him. He's smooth. And then not. I can't describe to you the enigma that is Ben.
Raise your standards.
I guarantee you, y'all, sissies come at him to people who would sleep with Ben because a lot of them would. Don't judge him by the first. By,
you know what?
By
you're right. I said you need to watch Minions. I've never watched Ben.
You need to watch Chef Ben.
Okay. All right.
So anyway, we're gonna miss her a lot. I will miss her filthy things to say. Anyway, what's your next teabag? Before you do that, we should take a break.
Thank you.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with her ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Song Finch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
So let's talk about where we are with costs. And
God, you're trying to make costs work.
I actually don't. I want to make it not go away.
Actually, Katie's trying to make costs work and Ross is trying to make it go away.
They really are doing the opposite thing. It's hard to watch.
She doesn't get it.
I also want to, and I want to defer to you on this. This is one of the worst makeup jobs I've seen a woman do. She somehow makes herself unattractive with the eyeliner and the hair. And the severity, because a pretty girl, she somehow makes herself look tired.
You hit the right word, severity.
Yeah.
Katie does what, well, this might be my minion gate, because now you've got me set off on something, but I'm going to tell y'all this now. First of all, she's not blending very well.
That,
a lot of sharp. It looks like she put on her makeup with the brushes that she got in the little Clinique or Estee Lauder thing.
That going out look was rough.
Which I love those brushes. My grandma used to have those. I love my grandma's Maybelline blush.
Come on. No.
Used to have smell and it had, but you can't use those brushes for your blush. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Y'all, when you were in middle school, you all put on a fucking Wet n Wild black eyeliner for the first time and you thought it was great.
Yeah.
And you put it all the way around your eye. Stop doing that. You're 19 years old. We've talked about this before. But what I'm saying is this black eyeliner, but then with like basically no eyeshadow, nude or lighter eyeshadow.
I think that's the big part of the problem.
Unless you're doing it with a smoky eye, that's great. Or you're blending in with some other colors, but she still puts on her makeup like she's a middle school girl.
And also the rest of the makeup with the blush, it's severe. And it really hurts me because...
She's a beautiful woman.
Yeah. It's, anyway.
Well, now I'm upset.
She's trying to make, she even says, I think something could happen like this. And it makes me think, have you never had a boatman's before?
It's like she is not.
Yeah, I think, and she chose Ross.
I know, it's her and Ben both. I want to be like, what's wrong with you? You're choosing, you have Leanne in front of you, and you're still thinking about fucking Camille.
No, that was a magic pussy, though.
That's true, the magic pussy, yeah.
You entered a world with Camille's pussy.
But here's the deal, though. Ross is a slut.
True.
Or as Asuelu, as we just learned watching Classless,
slut people.
He maybe uses condoms like slut people.
Right.
We just watched that episode on our Classless, but that's on our $5
condoms
tier.
Condoms are for slut people.
But he, I bet Ross is good in bed.
No, I don't think so. He's good enough for one or two times.
Then why does he have pull?
Because he doesn't give up, and he's kind of got this. He's also a yachty, so he knows how to talk to other yachties.
But he auditioned for porn.
I think the penis is decent enough.
I need to see that porn audition.
What I'm saying is, though, he's there and he tells women what they want to hear. It's not hard to pull if you tell people what they want to hear.
Mainly because he's there. I think more because he's there.
Yeah. Yeah. And he pushes hard enough. He has a level of confidence that women and men find attractive.
Oh, I think if you were on this boat, Ross is who you would flirt
with. I
would
have already fucked him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Women. That's the set. Sadly, yeah. I know that about myself. Yeah,
sadly, I know that about yourself. Yeah.
No, because he.
Because who else is it? Because Ben, I don't think Ben's a good. He's hot.
Yeah.
But he fucks like a rabbit. Tony, he's giving people bars and saying, don't be stressed. Because it has 200 calories. What a boring human. Just boring.
No, he would be the one. I would go for Fraser, but Fraser's kind of too shut down. I would have fucked Ross.
Fraser looks good, though.
I wrote down that kind of shirt low
with that chest hair.
I love his shirt. I love this look.
I would suck Fraser's dick. I bet he has a nice dick.
Me too.
I would... That's how I do it.
Yes. Surprisingly, it's not the minions that are going to get us canceled. No. It's maybe that. But just to follow this up, the status on Katie Ross, a.k.a. Koss, is DOA.
They get in a fight. You know, we saw the fight, and he's like, literally, they're walking hand in hand, and he just says, I think we're done now.
He's talking to girls at the club.
But yet... He has never promised to her.
This is true.
He has never made a fake promise to her of who he is.
Well, unfortunately, he can claim that.
He's also been fucking a dog and flirted with other men.
Yeah.
Like vicious or vehement. I can't use it. No coffee.
I'm worried about you. You just tapped your head like you had to do it to keep things moving. I'm going to let you think of the word, and I'm going to keep going, if that's okay. I don't think you'll get there, but... No, I was going to say, you're exactly right. What she has done is given closure to ideas that he's brought up, mm-hmm. and she has drawn her own conclusions and then took those as fact of where they are. And you can say, was he leading her on? Yes. But this is going to wind up being on her, sadly. Because, y'all, he's a dog.
Well,
and you can't be in a relationship with a dog.
Well,
some people can.
It's on her because he has shown his doggedness.
Yes.
Repeatedly.
Yeah.
And she keeps, it's like Nicole and Mahmoud on The Other Way. I can't feel sorry for Nicole because she already did this once.
Yeah.
She went to Egypt once. Y'all, Katie has been to Egypt several times with Koss, and she knows that he's going to fucking flirt with people.
Right. And then he basically says, I think we're pretty much done here.
And she says, I think we might have something going forward.
And at one point, he just goes, wait, usually the women end this quicker. See, that's the thing. He's wanted her to end this.
Because usually he's fucking a Camille, not a Katie.
Right.
Camille would know this is done.
Yeah. He's wanted Katie to end this not like 8 weeks ago when she was mad at him, or not eight, like 8 episodes ago. She's probably like 3 episodes ago, he's wanted her to end it.
Yeah.
And because he doesn't want to be the bad guy. So yeah. Now he actually has to do it. And he will continue to do this, y'all. He's never going to be in a long-term relationship because he can't.
No, he can't.
Yeah.
He can't.
So that's how things are going to stand. She'll be disappointed. She'll find her way out of it. She'll find another uneasy attachment style with someone else.
Find a way to jump over the cusp.
Wow.
I just want to say this. This is my next tea bag. And literally, I'm talking about a couple of tea bags. Y'all, if you're Tyler's age and your name is Tyler, you're going to shave all your pubes. Like, there's going to be nothing down there.
It's true.
Because every daddy who fucks you wants you to be smooth like some weird boy thing. I don't get it. It's not my preference. You like full Canadian bush. Poodle doesn't want anything trimmed. You just like to, like, just spelunk your way through a dick. I'm more in the middle.
I'm call me an explorer.
I'm not shaming anybody. You have your hair how you want to have it. I'm just telling you, if you're a twink, it's going to be smooth.
I'm okay with, like, being David Attenborough and having to part a bunch of reeds to see what I need.
We travel through the Australian bush. We see, oh my, it's a lion next to a cock.
I'm okay with having to, like, to like, push aside something.
That's fine.
Yeah. Sometimes it'll get too much. If it's so brambly that I can't see skin, that may be an issue.
I don't care. You do whatever. I am not hair shaming anyone. Don't think that I am. I'm just saying, if you are a twink and your name is Tyler.
Yeah, you're shaped.
You're shaped.
You are shorn. You look like the day you were born.
Tyler, Austin.
Yeah, all those.
Trevor's.
Mm. Twink names.
Twink names.
Mm-hmm. You
Casey.
Have, you are shorn. And you steal.
And you steal. Yes.
Although Tyler's too sweet for that. Tyler doesn't know to steal yet.
He doesn't.
Yeah.
No.
You know. Speaking of, let's just move on to just a discussion of Ben and Leanne and Camille.
Okay.
Ben Ann or Bamille. It's the best we can do.
Y'all, Ben's an idiot. Leanne's great.
And even Fraser, who was ridiculous. Y'all, this charter, this night out was the drunkest they've been.
When Haley and Tyler are just throwing cake.
And Fraser can't even talk.
They're throwing cake. They're eating cake off one another. Pissing on herself.
Did you see when Haley vacuumed up a pickle?
She was just like, it literally just was like, it looked some fucking Nell Carter shit just sticking that hose down in that fish tank.
I love that part when she did that. I wanted to do that.
Well, you can't. That's actually quite dangerous unless you have a wet vac shop.
We had a fish bowl for a while, and of course the fish died. Well, y'all didn't take care of the fish. As my mother said, I'm not going to do it. And of course my mother wound up taking care of the fish because we didn't want to do it because we were too young. I think we won the fish at a fair.
Oh,
and y'all,
God.
Those fish, don't feel bad if you let fish die from a fair. They're supposed to die. those fish, the goldfish that you get at a fair, they don't have long life expectations.
They don't.
I don't think they were necessarily raised well, sadly.
No, I don't think so.
Mom was like, well, you boys, let the fish die. That's why I have to feed the dog.
That's a little easier, though.
Yeah.
Because a dog will be needy.
It's true. A fish isn't going to be needy.
I would just forget about a fish. You've forgotten about men you've tied up.
That's true.
You're not going to remember a fish.
Until they start whimpering.
Then you get hard.
Yeah. Because of the ball gag.
But they were very, it was fun to see them both. At one point, Tyler just falls asleep shirtless in a chair.
And Haley just, it's so interesting. I think this is the drunkest we've seen a crew be since Ashley on Below Deck Sailing Yacht was eating pizza or pasta.
Remember
the pasta eating, the drunk pasta eating? But this, they were extremely drunk. But just about Ben Ann here.
I can't believe
here,
they couldn't wake up Captain, but whatever.
Right. I think Captain Lee is out like a light when
he's got earplugs, eye mask.
But
Ben Ann, yes.
It does seem like these two people are interested in each other sexually. And
yeah,
I think Ben has a weird white knight thing for Camille.
He does.
And he's somehow emotionally invested in her.
Oh, it's not even about
a little bit.
I think because Camille is different than the normal girls he's ever been around.
I think she's also extremely emotionally manipulative.
Well, yes, I think that, but I was thinking about, I mean, you've watched more Below Deck than me, but Below Deck usually has someone who's like a third, again, we said third, someone like a Camille for good TV.
Yeah.
But if you've been in yachting, Camille normally doesn't work on a yacht. She's
no.
the person who is going on the yacht. And so I think there's a newness to her that Ben's never experienced before, and the magic pussy. Don't get me wrong. That,
also,
and she's been teasing anal for him this entire boat trip.
She doesn't give a shit about what people think about her.
So
outside of it, she actually really does consider it, but that's what she projects.
Yeah,
and he is really interested in this.
It's American thing. I think that he's really into. I think that he thinks of her like probably he really liked the movie. American Pie. And no, but seriously, she embodies this American collegiate,
right.
Like, I'm the hot blonde girl from America. I don't give a fuck.
She kind of looks like Jennifer Coolidge, Stifler's mom.
Yeah, it goes into that fantasy for him.
I buy that.
And so he doesn't even realize Leanne is just like every other girl he's
it's
been
every
on
other yachty.
So there's not newness to her.
Yeah.
That.
And
again,
the magic pussy.
And she's teasing anal.
Yeah.
She is. She rolls over and he goes, really? She goes, not today,
not
but
tonight,
one day,
but
baby.
But one day, I can't wait to.
And he's just waiting for it.
I could see both those things happening.
But here's the deal. Haley's telling Leanne, she's like, yeah, he totally fucked her, but you should still fuck him anyway. Like a good friend. You should dick him. Go get it, girl. They're not married.
I enjoyed it. Leanne says, Camille. Now, y'all, Leanne can't stop pumping every crew member for info on Camille.
Oh, that's great.
And because this is the thing, y'all, it doesn't seem like Leanne is used to losing.
No, she does
gets
have
what she wants.
She gets what she wants. I like her a lot.
So she's asking everyone, what's this Camille girl?
Oh, sorry.
Here we go.
Well, I've got to move parking for my car. I've got to go put quarters in my car.
Well, we've got a couple minutes. You can wait.
Well, if I get a ticket, then you can pay for it. Because you haven't gotten a parking pass for your street after that guy you fucked stole it. And you need to get a new one, so I have to park in the meter in the rain.
That's fair. That's a read, and it's fair.
You're paying for the ticket. Go ahead.
No, the businesses.
All right.
Oh, that's fair. I will give you that.
Well, my account's going, why is there all these OnlyFans and parking tickets that pay for by your company? Meetings.
So she's a poppy, they called her.
Oh,
an
I love
Afrikaans, a dumb American blonde.
Ding, 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 ding.
Y'all, the thing about Camille,
she's actually
though,
not dumb.
She plays it really well.
She plays dumb. She's not dumb at all.
I think Camille...
But she did say, was she good at a job? And Tyler said, oh, no, that's why I'm here. Not at all.
And that's why Camille would have really... Camille was a... And I'm saying this in a... She really wasn't a... She was a breath of not fresh air, but different air.
But probably Leanne's putting this together going, wait a minute. So everyone else is telling me she's shite.
Yeah.
But yet this guy is interested in her. So she probably, if I was her, I'd go, oh, then I might as well chase Ben and get it and fuck him here and have
fun.
Because this guy is not relationship material.
No, totally. She's not winning a relationship. She says, get your tongue in my mouth.
Or in my vagina.
Which I might have said at a club once.
I've literally seen you scream at a guy, put your face in my ass.
Well, sometimes they need instruction.
Here's the deal, though, y'all. This charter was kind of crazy at first. But this is the thing. When you've got a friend who acts like an asshole and the other people are decent people, you're going to pay for that friend, just like Haley said. And they got a $40,000 tip.
It's one of the better tips.
That's the highest tip they've had all season, I think. $3,000 each. That's a lot of
really
money.
Really good tip.
That's a lot of money.
You kind of knew by Jake, the guy who was the... He kind of... They're loaded. And he held his cards to his chest. He wasn't effusive about praise, but he also wasn't... There was something in me said, it's going to be a good tip. Yeah.
Why can you have such discernment when you watch this show on Rich Men, yet in your dating life, we're here?
Because my dick's not involved. It's a problem. Yeah, I shouldn't let him think.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
He's going to choose a director every time.
What's your next tea bag?
I think that's all I have. I did say the conversation that Haley had with Fraser, albeit drunk, you're the best chief stew I could have ever wanted. I learned so much from you, and kind of praising him, and he needed that. I do say I do change my opinion on Fraser as being a chief stew. I think he learned a lot, and I do say that was due to Big Sand.
Here's
saying, man the fuck up. I hate that expression, but that's kind of what had to happen here.
She for the most part, it's not the means, it's not her intention, it's the means of how she does it.
I agree. But what she does do by kind of getting in the intrinsic patterns with these crew members is she does make them grow. Again, but it usually starts more drama than it's worth.
But it is, I'll say, she's my favorite captain to watch.
Agreed. I think that TV. It's why Below Deck Med is very different than OG. Yeah. Because usually OG doesn't have all these like teaching and mentorship and things like that. They're not really that involved with it.
No.
It's a different type of service. But Big Sand, it's with its teaching vessel.
It'll be interesting to talk to Haley. Hopefully the PR people approve. Just what her experience was of having the two different captains.
We'll see how much we get out because they don't say shit about Sandy.
I'm not asking for shit, but just like, what was the I hate this word, but whatever. Now it's the word. What was the vibe change?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. That's all I've got.
I've got to go move my meter, y'all. We'll see you later. Go to Reality
Gaze. Next week is our finale.
Yes, go to realitygaze.com, and we still are planning either next week for finale or we still are planning our collab with Leanne from Everyone is Terrible. So that's going to be something exciting to look forward to as well. If schedules allow, we'll do it next week. If not, we'll have him on.
And look forward to our Haley interview coming out soon.
Hopefully, if Bravo approves it. Now I'm nervous.
Fuck them. I mean, I love Bravo.
You can't say this thing. We love Bravo.
I need to fuck somebody in there.
You do need to fuck somebody in Bravo. There's a lot of gay
Call
people
me,
in
y'all.
There.
I have very, even if you're not hot, we'll talk.
Wow. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week.
I think you're hot.
Just stop talking. We'll see you next week. Until then, it's what?
Anchors again.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.